Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, while Eilut remains comfortably warm under the night sky. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF launches strikes on southern Lebanon following Hezbollah's explosive drone attacks on soldiers, according to the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports the IDF struck multiple targets in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah launched drones. Also this hour, Ynet reports Hezbollah's attack drones targeted IDF forces in southern Lebanon, prompting Israeli strikes in response. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that the IDF eliminated a Hamas commander in the southern Gaza Strip who was holding hostages. And finally, JTA shares that a German military base and Lithuanian politics threatened to encroach on a forest where Jews fought the Nazis. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier that a recent Wall Street Journal story reveals the arrogance of great powers, comparing it to Putin's actions in Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker, highlighting it on CNN. Bilaz News reported that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats after the Dutch parliament banned trade in Israeli settlement products. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strikes on southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that these strikes are in retaliation to Hezbollah's drone assaults on IDF soldiers. The situation remains tense as the region braces for possible further escalation. This military action underscores the ongoing volatility between Israel and Hezbollah, potentially affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the elimination of a Hamas commander in Gaza. This operation is part of Israel's broader strategy to dismantle Hamas's military infrastructure. The removal of the commander, responsible for holding hostages, signifies a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities. Turning to the encroachment in Lithuania, JTA reports concerns that partisans' families may lose access to vital historical sites. The forest is a poignant reminder of Jewish resistance during World War II. The potential loss of these memorials could impact efforts to preserve the memory of Jewish fighters. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom. Business reports that fuel prices were set to drop below 8 shekels, but government intervention altered this trajectory. The excise tax will prevent the anticipated decrease, impacting motorists across Israel. Separately, Globes reports that EGD is teaming up with China's CRRC to produce buses. This collaboration aims to market these buses in Israel and beyond, potentially transforming public transportation. And finally, 93% of flights at Ben-Gurion Airport face delays, Katech highlights. With another wave of passengers expected today, travelers should prepare for longer wait times. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.